everyone. Thank you for being here. I'd like to call tonight's meeting of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee to order April 7th, 2025 at 6 p.m. And if we could begin with the roll call.
Chair Nolan?
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz?
Here.
Legislator Donaldson?
Here.
Legislator Kovacs?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you. And can we address the meeting minutes from the March 10th, 2025 meeting? Motion by Legislator McCullough to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Those were passed unanimously. And so we will turn to the resolutions on our agenda. Resolution number 132, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, for design, testing, and construction services for Clinton Hall Roof, Hasbrook Hall 2000 expansion, and DeWitt Library Lower Roofs 2000 expansion, related to the capital project number 489, Campus Roofs, Ulster County Community College, and amending the capital fund budget, SUNY Ulster. There is a fairly long history here. Is there anybody that can kind of walk us through here? This is design, testing, and construction services for roof replacement, but it's gone through a fair number of changes. I don't see anybody from the college.
Jamie was from the hallway. Just
okay.
Is she coming?
Mention her name and she shows up.
There she is. Yes, great. So I'm just, we're just taking up the first resolution, which is resolution number 132, the SUNY Ulster and the roof expansion project. And there's supposed to three pages of whereas is of the history of this project. So I don't expect that we need to go through all that, but is there any highlight that we should know when we get to, we're now at a $5,048,900 project?
Certainly try.
Okay.
So SUNY Ulster's roofs were historically very bad off. The college has been going through many roof replacement projects. They're coming to the end of that at this point. So these, I believe, are the last two roofs. These are the newer roofs, but the worst shape. So they've been working through a lot of the roof projects. I think that's why there's so many whereases showing the history.
Yeah, and I think there are three. There's three in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Move for adoption by Legislator
Litz,
seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. And I would like all the motions to be for adoption tonight. If you have a concern and don't want to move it for adoption, then please indicate that that you're moving it for discussion only. Thank you. Resolution number 134, approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, related to the capital project number 696, water service line replacement, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, SUNY Ulster. This would be Ulster County's half of $135,714 project. This is the expanded scope of work on a feasibility project. Moved by Legislator Kovacs. Moved by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? Legislator Litz.
Which water line are they replacing?
I believe this is the internal water line. So main
okay,
water
so
line
it's not
again,
the one we...
Yeah, this is the internal water line loop that they're looking to do an assessment on.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 158. Now, was this resolution... held up in another committee?
No.
Okay. It looks similar to ones that were. Resolution number 158, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget establishing capital project number 728, emergency medical services equipment, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. So this is establishing a capital project in the amount of $500,000, which is a different amount, to administer a grant program for EMS. You want to speak on this, Director Erickson?
If you'd like me to, I guess.
Yes, please.
So this was one of the initiatives going into this year in the budget to provide equipment, specifically Zoll monitors and Lucas devices to BLS agencies to allow them to do their BLS adjuncts, which would decrease help decrease the reliability on ALS services. So if the BLS agency met all 12 adjuncts, we would provide that monitor. We would provide a Lucas device as well for them to provide additional services to the public they serve.
And there are two resolutions that are addressing expanding EMS services with funding from the county in the amount of $4.5 million.
Yes.
That were held up in committee.
All of them, yes.
But what is the apportionment? And part of the issue that I have with those, which will come up as they come forward, is about how the equipment is apportioned across the county. So could you speak a little bit in terms of this resolution? It seems like it's a more established program. How is this done?
So this is basically the agency would apply for the funding
Or a municipality?
But this has to come from the agency. So
from the county?
Has to come from the agency, meaning like, Esophis Rescue or Shandaken Ambulance.
Okay.
So it has to come from the EMS agency. They apply for the grant. We then provide them with the equipment. Again, it's based off of them providing, receiving the 12 adjuncts for an EMT.
So it's like a competitive bidding, except that everyone who meets the standards does get funded.
Correct.
Okay, and it's the agency in the various municipalities, not the municipality themselves. So some of
correct.
If the municipality runs their own EMS, then they don't qualify for this?
No, they do.
They do.
So example, with the town of Shandaken is a municipal ALS agency.
Correct.
They would apply through the grant, and they would receive it to the municipality, but they are the CON holder. So where if you went to Woodstock, it would be the Woodstock Fire District within that municipality. They're the only HJ. So really, I guess the best terminology would be the authority having jurisdiction would apply.
Thank you. That's very helpful to distinguish that all. Is there a motion on this? It's moved by Legislator Kovacs, seconded by Legislator Litz. Is there any further discussion or other questions? Legislator Kovacs.
Director, question. So,
BLS agencies would be eligible for this funding as well?
This is specifically for mostly BLS agencies.
Okay.
The ALS agencies are already using this monitor.
Okay.
So this is really geared towards a BLS agency. Got now, it. An ALS agency could apply for the Lucas device, which is the CPR, CPR equipment.
Sure.
That's the best way to describe it. But all your ALS agencies are already using the monitor.
Got it. Thank you.
So if I can follow up on that. So this would basically allow those BLS agencies to upgrade their services in the direction of the ALS services?
So when a call is created at the 911 center, we do EMD, emergency medical dispatch, and it's basically created as an ALS call or a BLS call based off of the information that's being provided to the dispatcher. It's then dispatched as ALS or BLS call. A lot of times, you know, there's a reliance on ALS. We're trying to get that ALS unit. There's less paramedics around than there are EMTs, and then there's also a shortage on EMTs. So the EMT having the training to provide these adjuncts, a 12-lead, cardiac monitor, that's an adjunct where normally a paramedic would be off doing that. But here an EMT would have that training, then they would now have this. They would not have the monitor. They'd have the training in order to do the 12-lead. And then what would happen is, I'm not saying it's not an ALS call because it still is. It still meets the criteria, but they're able to provide better services. They could start their transport and do a meetup with the paramedic. It's just they're not sitting there waiting for the medic to get there.
Sounds really
good. So trying to increase the services.
Is providing this and allowing that additional support. ELS being basic life support and ALS being advanced life support. All right. Any additional questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 159, amending capital project number 607, Government Operations Center, amending the 2025 operating budget, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Building and Grounds. This is amending the capital project number 607, an additional some $5,000 from $29,636,289 up to $34,927.63. Is there a motion? Motion by Legislator McCullough. Is there a second? I'll second. I do have a question about this. So this resolution has this increase, which is $5 million, so appreciate an indication of the why there is that increase. And this would also do a couple of other things, bring some revenue in from New York State, it looks like, and close this restricted revenue reserve fund, which don't seem problematic to me. But I'd like to understand what has happened other than the passage of time between the initial establishment of this fund and this requested increase. And I'm not sure who is going to speak to that.
I can start.
Executive Director Capital.
Yes, this is the capital construction portion. So now we're going to construction. We had bids come back pretty much on par with where we thought they would be, which is great news given everything that's going on. This project we're kicking off for June, so we will have a June construction start. So this is really advancing now the project to that construction phase. So we've gone through all of the work. We're still working with the state on the cleanup process as well. They've been great. They're working in parallel with us as we move forward, but now we're advancing this to construction.
And you said the bids came back where we expected. That's in this $34 million range?
Yep.
And we had originally anticipated, and is it really just the passage of time that, or were there other factors in terms of, you know, we originally established this at $29.5 million?
Don't know if I gather your folks. So originally the capital, the budget has it as a $35 million capital construction project. So that's where I mean we're at that point of coming into at that level. We have funding in that reserve. You mentioned the reserve. We did park money in that reserve for this project. We're now going to be removing that money and closing that portion of the project, that reserve fund.
Yeah, I guess what I'm talking about is we initially established the capital project. We established it at that lower number. And it may just be that that's just an estimate, and so it didn't have, you know, it certainly didn't have bid figures. But that number was a different number, so I'm trying to understand why the bids were higher than what we originally, but no, they weren't?
Yeah, so the first number we established that was for design services and land acquisition. So we haven't established anything for construction yet. This is the first pass at construction.
So this is separate from that $29
million? Four.
Or the $5 million is the construction, and the $29 million was design and up to this level.
Well, the $5 million is the design, but now the $29 million is the construction, and additional services were construction.
So just the opposite. That makes more sense. Okay. So does the committee understand what the resolution is? I feel like I do now. Any other questions or concerns?
Yeah, zero bond involved here.
There will be a bond involved.
How much?
Go ahead, Don.
Roughly $11 million, give or take. We had, so the funds that we put the money in for the reserve bear interest. So once that closes out and it's compounded in monthly interest, we won't have the exact bond figure until the project's closed. It's about $11 million, roughly, give or take.
And we did have this moved and seconded, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Any further discussion?
What if that is on the environmental issue on the property?
So we've been working with the state on the environmental cleanup. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a cleanup process from an old apple orchard. So this is kind of your rudimentary standard cleanup levels. we're working with them as times of some of the regulations have changed on the level of cleanup work we have to do. We're constantly monitoring the cleanup work, and they've been working alongside with us. We have weekly meetings with them to go over the cleanup process as we move forward.
So it's ongoing?
Yep.
When will that be expected to be completed?
So the portion of the property that will be completed for the construction of this building will be done as we're doing the construction. So we're going in, we have to clean up the dialdrin. Is that the correct term? clean up the dialdrin. That will be bermed, and that will be cleaned up that way, and then we'll start construction of the project. Then remember, we have the rest of the property that does have some other contamination on it as well. That will be cleaned up as we work for doing the solar install on that portion of the property.
And who's paying for the cleanup?
For which?
The whole cleanup.
So the cleanup is included within this project.
Okay, so we are paying.
The cleanup for the GOC specific site is within this project scope.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this one is roughly 12.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Abstention on the reason of employment? Yep. I have the vote as 4-0-2 with one abstention. So this motion passes out of committee. This resolution. Next resolution is resolution number 161, amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2024 statewide interoperable communications grant, Department of Emergency Communications Emergency Management. This is a little over $500,000 project.
I move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Lutz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Would you like to say anything about this project?
This is our annual SICG funding. We receive about $552,000 a year. That was a capital project used towards subscriber equipment.
Any questions from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 166, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget, operating budget, amending capital project number 706, Ulster County jail equipment replacement, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County sheriff. This is jail equipment for washers for the laundry. Is there a motion?
I move it.
Moved by Legislator Lutz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 167, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, amending capital project number 710, Sheriff's Office law enforcement equipment, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff. This is the purchase of jet skis, mountain bikes, and trailers. For a total of it's $213,773 in this resolution for a total project of $288,315. Is there a motion?
I'll move
it. Moved by Legislator Lutz, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The resolution is adopted unanimously. Resolution number 168, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, establishing capital project number 729, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, Axon Tasers, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff. This is in the amount of $130,816. For a total budget of $588,404 over 5 years. This is the first year. It's a little higher than the subsequent years. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Lutz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Opposed, Legislator McCullough. Any other nays? So I have a vote of 4-1. Any abstentions? I have a vote of 4-1 on that resolution. Resolution number 169, amending the 2025 Ulster County operational budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 730, navigation boat, amending the 2025 capital fund budget for the Ulster County Sheriff's Office. This is a navigation boat that apparently is going to cost $65,886, replacing our existing the aluminum rescue boat.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator List, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 170, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 731, Vesta 911 upgrade, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff. This is equipment to bring the sheriff's dispatch phone system in with our existing E911 system, using an appropriated fund balance. Is there a motion? Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator Litz. Is there any discussions, questions, or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Resolution number 179, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, establishing capital project number 726, 2025 pavement preservation of various roads, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is our annual reappropriation or appropriation of funding for paving projects throughout the county. This would be in the total of $650,000. Is there a motion? Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator Litz. I have two questions. This does include, I would understand from prior years, repaving wherever possible with machinery that takes the existing asphalt and does something to it and lays it back down?
It could, yeah.
Where possible, or how do you determine?
We have different processes that we have allocated for what the roads need.
For what would work the best on the road.
Yeah.
And how often do you reevaluate other paving options and other materials that might be used?
Continually.
Okay. That's pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Any other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 180, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, establishing capital project number 727, the Big Pond Bridge replacement in the town of Hardenburg, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is a bridge replacement that's expected to cost $550,000. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. It includes a seeker designation of a Type 2 project, which does not require any further seeker review. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution number 181. And then approving the execution of a contract for $523,000 entered into by the county, MJ Engineering and Land Surveying, PC, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is the award of that contract for the design right-of-way construction and inspection services for the replacement of that Big Pond Bridge.
Cool.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Anything else we should know about this project? Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? This is adopted unanimously. Resolution number 182, approving the execution of a contract amendment for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the County Access Limited Construction Department of Public Works. This is a contract to for provision of slope stabilization services around the county. various projects. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. This would be the final year of an option to renew with this company before going out to bid. Question from Legislator Litz.
Did they change their name? It used to be SL.
It used to be GSI.
Or GSI.
Yes, still did.
So they just change the name, extension of the contract. And you'll put out an RFP for next year and future. Okay.
Any other questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 183, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $113,400 entered into by the County, Barton and LaJudas, DPC, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. And this is to expand the scope of service for construction administration related to bridges across the county. Various bridges. Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Yes. Yeah, there's multiple bridges.
It's the five superstructures that were approved last month.
Okay. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 184, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county, Town and Country Bridge and Rail, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is a contract for shotcrete repair of various county bridges for the coming year. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Yes, I have a question, but go ahead, Legislator.
No, is this something new they're doing? They used to do guide rail, but I never knew them to do shotcrete.
They do shotcrete for some number of years.
Okay.
And shotcrete is described, I think, in the resolution itself as pneumatically projected concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? And the amount that we will end up paying isn't specified here, I take it, because it's a per something. But what is it when you're doing shotcrete?
That's needed. I mean, until we identify the location from the sink out, acts of generally. But it is blown onto existing abutments to do concrete repair.
So you would do the mixing with, or is it you? How do you do this?
It's actually blown right onto the existing structure.
As a powder?
Through a hose. No, it's
through a hose.
It's an aggregate slurry.
Okay, so you get the powder in bags and then you mix up a slurry at the site?
The vendor does.
The vendor does. Okay, so this includes they're doing all of it.
Correct.
Thank you.
It's like a cement mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Or a mortar mixer, and it's just that it's propelled onto the abutment utilizing air, compressed air.
And the compressed air is just designed to place it there. It's not a super high pressure or anything that is being used as part of the repair, or?
It's strong enough to get the concrete mix to the hose and hose this bit.
It's applied externally, if you would. It's not being projected into inside crevices or things, and whatever might be at the site that needs the repair.
It's repairing existing infrastructure, so
mm-hmm.
patching up concrete that may have spalled off or cracked off.
Okay, thank you. I like to have a mental image of what you're doing, and I think that.
Well, thank you. I'm doing one up your way.
Let me know. I'll go out for the shotcrete experience. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The resolution passes unanimously with a promise of a shotcrete demonstration. Resolution number 185, approving the execution of a contract for $115,000 entered into by the County H2O Innovation Operation and Maintenance LLC, Department of Public Works. This is a contract for potable water testing at the fairgrounds for the coming year in the amount of $115,000. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Legislator McCullough beat you to the
okay. I'll second it, but I do have a question.
Seconded by Legislator Litz, and please proceed with your question.
This is just to test the water for $115,000.
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, I have a notation here as well that this was from a bid. You know, that's recorded in the documents. But it does seem high. Do we have any idea why this is the going rate for this?
It's daily testing.
Daily testing. Is there
eight month period from May to October?
And there's no way to
April
to October. There's no way to
anything. There's anything going on in the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. And they do this all by hand. They go out and get the samples. Have we considered whether it's possible to mechanize any of this? And whether that might be some cost savings?
Bacteriological.
You can't do it.
Take it to the lab.
Okay. That's going to be a lot of tests. So if you do it per test over that many days, how much does it come out for legislator Lick?
It comes out to $638,888888888.
We'll round it at that
per day.
Per day?
$638 per day.
Legislator Donaldson?
The tests taken?
They're taking it where they take it.
No. Who's doing the testing?
This company will do
this. This company has a lab.
They're doing the startup and the shutdown system, and this is going to run year round. So that's part of the additional cost. They will be doing all the sampling, and they will be doing all the testing. They will be reporting.
Is it
twenty
samples every day?
Depending on what's going on for fairgrounds.
Just out of curiosity.
Starting to sound more reasonable. Yes, go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, how many bids did you get?
We had two show up for the site visit. We got one bid.
Wow. It does seem a very high cost.
It does seem high.
Well, for 8 months of operation, if we're serving the public, so you have to know that the potable water is safe. For the amount of work that's being done daily, I'm not as concerned. I mean, I think that the county is investing this in the fairgrounds. So the total amount, we need to see whether we want that.
You could probably hire a technician for about $55,000-$60,000, and he's there 24 for the whole year.
It's a liability issue. It's a personal liability.
Mm-hmm.
But our health department does the same type of testing.
Well,
so the same liability, I guess.
So, do you need a water treatment operator's license? So they're a grade C operator. Again, it's startup. Also, the many multiple points of testing on a daily basis. Anytime the fairground is used, fairgrounds are highly regulated, especially due to some very serious problems with water supply systems at fairgrounds in the past, including contamination from fecal coliform from the fairgrounds that resulted in more deaths in upstate New York years back. So it's highly, highly regulated. And you're paying for the lab, the technician, and multiple samples.
I agree, but it just seems high.
Legislator McCullough.
There's 20 testing sites. Depending on what's going on, are all 20 used? If something's going on, is all 20 used, or do you go by location? Or
there's various locations throughout the facility, and if those areas of the facility being used, like if there's a bunk, RVs that are using that portion of the water system, those are additional sampling locations.
Okay, so only the ones in that area can be tested?
Depending on what's going on.
Okay.
If there's a very small function, it might just be at the youth building. That would be the only sample point because it's very limited.
Thank you.
Good business to be in.
They may have some competition soon, it appears. I think that having the fairgrounds available to the public for all these activities over that span of time is really important, and having potable water is important. So I'm reassured that there are multiple people who know how this works and what's involved. It is a little eye-popping on first look, but if you put it out to bid and this is the lowest responsive bid, then I think we should do it. But we'll take a vote to see what the committee wants to do. All in favor?
Right.
Aye. Any opposed? Who's opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? So the resolution passes 5-0, unanimous approval. Resolution number 186, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation to accept a grant for the Matthew Spurtson House Renovation Project, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This would be Legislator Litz for the motion, Legislator Donaldson for the second. This is $558,232, approximately half of the project cost for this renovation. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. That brings us to 4 late resolutions dealing with the government Government Operations Center. Is Deputy Executive Capuano, do you want to explain why these are resolutions are coming to us?
These contracts are on a form with the AIA form, most of these. These contracts are also much more in-depth than a lot of contracts, obviously, that we've done. What we did for this project, we did pre-qualification meetings with all of the firms who were the responsive, appeared lowest bidder. Prior to coming here, we wanted to make sure, again, that everyone was fully vetted, fully qualified. We went through extra due diligence just based on the size and scope of this project uniquely. So that bumped us back a little bit in terms of the timing to get them in for the resolution deadlines.
And AIA is American Institute of Architects, and they have a higher level or more detailed contract so that it took longer to go through that.
DPW Group can probably speak to the intricacies on those contracts specifically.
And the reason to bring them as late resolutions this month rather than bring them in next month is that we want to get going on the construction, and that could potentially save costs because any delay can increase costs. Is there a motion on – let me read the first resolution. This is just the general context for these 4 resolutions. Late resolution number 197, approving the execution of a contract for $9,655,000 entered into by the County Andron Construction Corporation Department of Public Works. And is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, is there a second? I'll second. Can you tell us which part of the GOC this Andron Construction Corporation will apply to?
They will be the construction portion of the contract. So they're holding, obviously, the largest contract here. This is for the construction of the project.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
For the reason of?
Employment.
So the resolution passes 4-0 with one abstention. Legislator Litz for reason of employment. Resolution number 198, approving the execution of a contract for $3,846,615 entered into by the County Merritt Construction, Inc., Department of Public Works. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, is there a second?
I'll second.
Legislator Donaldson, and this portion of the contract?
This is the site construction.
Site construction. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Legislator Litz, for the purposes of employment. Resolution passes 4-0 with one abstention. Resolution number 199, approving the execution of a contract for $5,491,700 entered into by the County Parika, do we say Parika? Parika Electric Company, Department of Public Works. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, is there a second? I'll second. This is for the electric?
Yeah.
Are there any questions or concerns? I should bring up my question that I had. 9% of the funding for all four of these contracts is coming from New York State, but that isn't reflected in the financial impact. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. So we were awarded the NACERA grant last December. So until that money actually hits our folks, we were wanting to make sure we have the bonding authority in case it actually is taken.
So we would be covering the full cost of the project with these resolutions, and then if we when that money comes in, then we'll
we bond right here. So whatever the final cost is, if the NACERA grant comes in, it's just $2 million less that we.
And so that NYSERDA grant was is in the amount of?
I believe it's
$2 million.
$2 million. Yeah. That was my recollection.
Match. So right. You need to spend four to get two.
We will have no trouble doing that, I think.
Well, it's only for the eligible portions of the project. So right. We have to go, you know, the eligible portions of the project have to do with the net zero portion.
Net zero. Fair enough. But some of this, the electrical and some of the other construction would qualify for that.
The solar qualifies, the work in the electrical room for that solar, the work for the geothermal qualifies as well.
Thank you. That's all really helpful. Any other questions or concerns? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Let's just later. So resolution passes 4-0 with one abstention, Legislator Litz for the reason of employment. Our last resolution for this evening, resolution number 200, approving the execution of a contract for $3,628,470 entered into by the county, Una Mechanicals, Inc., DBA, the YMI Group, Department of Public Works. And this is the mechanical and plumbing contractor for the GOC. Is there a motion? Legislator McCullough, is there a second? Legislator Donaldson? Any questions or concerns? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? And abstentions?
Abstain. Do roll call.
Resolution passes 4-0 with one abstention from Legislator Litz for reasons of employment. We have one bit of new business that I apologize for not putting on the agenda in advance. Legislator McCullough has some questions about the gating system over at Golden Hill. Legislator McCullough?
I took a trip to Golden Hill last Monday. The gate is dented, so I guess a car hit it. So it's not in a down position, it's up, and somebody tied it up the strip. That's one. Two, it was said that there is a ticket to work the gate that doesn't really work. And sometimes you would have to go close to the gate to make it work. And to me, that kind of takes away from the person's job that they should be doing inside. What can we do to get the gate fixed and maybe a better clicker or...
Dean, would you like
to? So, DPW installed the gate, has to do with the whole housing project. We had it in operation for about less than a week, and a car decided to just go right through it. So it's inoperable right now. We are waiting to get it fixed. Can it be fixed? We are including LED lights on the gate this time, similar to the ones that are down here. We weren't really sure if it was hit at night, if it was hit. We're not really sure when it was hit. In regards to the transmitter, certain people have transmitters. It's not for everybody. Someone from Golden Hill has one. Police, fire, they all have them. I had no concerns with the transmitter not working. They seem to work every time we tried them. And then they're also siren activated. The gate is siren activated as well. So when the fire truck or a police ambulance, anything comes up, the siren will operate the gate.
And we invited the fire company and the police officer test the siren activation, and the city was satisfied that it was working appropriately.
Will that need to be retested once the repairs are done, or we think the repairs are not involving the system?
The gate is damaged.
So it's the mechanical aspect of it. So the report that Legislator McCullough was getting about have difficulty using the transmitter, we think that is just maybe that individual, and maybe
if someone from Gold Hill, it probably doesn't reach from that building. Uh-huh. That's not a tendency to do that.
So it may just be beyond the scope of what that system was set up to
they
do.
They were issued a transmitter for emergency purposes.
Oh, if your siren wasn't working, they used clicker.
Mm-hmm.
As a secondary way to get PETA.
So they shouldn't have to go down close to it, but if they do need to, it's because they're fail-safe on the system.
This repair, is it? Do we have to pay for this, or this is part of insurance?
So we have a report paying for it.
Paying for it?
Yes, I'm not sure. We have no record of it. We haven't left cameras.
Oh, okay.
Whoever hit it just hit it and we went off. This is.
Are you satisfied? And we'll just get a report as
I just want to make sure it gets fixed.
Gets fixed, yeah. It's on their list.
The city of Kingston also recommended that you don't make it operational until the light is in.
That's the other thing.
So we're going to get the gate fixed and then keep it up until the light is.
I was told that your light should have happened first and then the gate.
So that's now the sequence. So I think that, and that I was just understanding some of the comments that might not have been loud enough for everybody, but there are parts on order that we're waiting for in order to complete the repair.
Correct. I just want to clear up the misunderstanding about what should happen first relative to this. One is that the gate requirement from the city of Kingston was it had to be operational within 1 year of the approval, which was last September. So we asked for an extension. We got the extension until November. That was the first thing. So the second thing is the signal didn't have to be operational until the buildings were going to be occupied. The last thing we talked about, the signal being occupied, the buildings being occupied. The current schedule, the original schedule was February, March of 26. The current schedule now is October, end of November, October into November of 25. So that this year. So it's not true to say that the signal was supposed to happen before the gate was in operation. Those dates were determined by the city planning office.
Those are not my words.
There's a lot of that happening.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
it's getting fixed. That's my teacher. Thank you.
And will there be any benefit to having the light go in before the gate is brought down at this point?
So the difficulty, I shouldn't say the difficulty, the concern by those folks that believe the signal is necessary prior to the gate being activated, it has to do with the uncomfortableness of essentially making an access onto Route 32 from Golden Hill Drive. For those folks that are utilizing that entranceway, particularly the seniors coming in and out of the nursing facility. So that's why there's been this concern about activation. We would certainly concur with the city relative to the idea of waiting for the signal to be activated prior to essentially closing off Glen Street. I would point out that the Glen Street residents prior to this essentially indicated their desire for a gate even if there wasn't a signal.
So from their perspective, you could go ahead. But they're not the only perspective.
Yeah, there's a really good reasons to do either. I guess just depends upon which side of the gate you're on.
Thank you, Legislator McCullough, for bringing that to us, and I appreciate the additional information. It's really helpful. Are there any other new business? Is there any old business? Anything from the executive's office or the departments?
Hearing none, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Motion to adjourn from Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No abstentions on that one, I take it. Thank you, everyone.